Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Shit Show.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's totally awkward random.
Kia ora, everyone, and welcome back to the first episode of The Shit Show of... What year are we in?
2024.
Okay, that's interesting, because I would say 2024.
Yeah, I would usually say 2024, but I'm trying to be formal.
No, what? Oh my god, no.
It's a new year.
New formal squish. Yeah. Formal squish. We are currently situated in our dad's walk-in wardrobe. So if the acoustics suddenly sound really good, that's why.
It's actually a very nice acoustic environment in here.
if anyone's watched Step Brothers, you'll get that reference. Squish, okay, what was the weirdest thing that you saw on the internet this week?
Josh Wine.
Now, explain to the non-extremely online. Okay, do your best to explain to the non-extremely online what Josh Wine is.
Well, I mean...
Or what the meme is.
Yeah, I mean, weird? Josh Wine is a wine label just called Josh, which is pretty weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just called Josh.
I've seen it before on the shelves. It's from the United States. And it's like fancy typing Josh, you know. Like,
is it like shitty wine or good wine?
No, I mean, it's just... It looks fancy, like it's really like real huge, fancy signature script sort of stuff. but then the reason why it's the weirdest thing I've seen on the internet this week is because it's just been one of those things that the internet has picked up and ran with and just created meme after meme. You know,
what do some of the memes look like?
I'm faded off that Josh right now.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just like stupid shit like that. And I feel like we haven't had enough just. Stupid for the sake of being stupid sort of stuff on the internet lately. So that's the reason why I thought Josh Wine. Also, it's wine.
And yeah.
That's sort of my shtick.
And you love to whine.
I love to whine.
He loves making wine. I think the one that I saw was like sitting down to watch my favourite show, Drake, and then
the bottle of Josh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was low stakes. It was great. We love anything on the internet that's low stakes these days.
Hmm, exactly. What about yours, Lucy? Was yours low stakes? I know the stakes are pretty high with your one.
The stakes are high with my one, actually, because Nick's just had a little squiz down the script. Or is it because I sent it in our shit show chat? Anyway, this also doubles as my good news story. So, Nick, with Clyde the Donkey's term as mayor almost up, a town searches for its next animal mayor. Does this not sound like something off Parks and Rec? Stop reading it and just listen. We're on a podcast. I'm going to explain
I really, really wanted to search up a photo of Clyde the Donkey.
Oh, no. Just picture Lil Sebastian, donkey style. Don't you reckon this sounds like Parks and Rec? So, a town in Colorado is searching for its next mayor. However, the winning candidate will not be Republican nor Democrat. Nor even human. Instead, the next office holder will be covered with fur and will surely be beloved by all its constituents. In this special mayoral race is... She's a great actor, that Meryl Streep. No.
Meryl Streep is the next mayor of Donkeytown, Colorado.
The next mayoral race is all for a good cause. For the past 12 years, the town of Divide, Colorado, I bet they conquer...
That's the sister city.
Damn, that's better.
I know.
The town of Divide, Colorado, has elected an animal as mayor. It's all part of a long-running campaign hosted by the Teller County Regional Animal Shelter. So the current mayor of Divide is Clyde from Divide, Clyde the Donkey. But in 3 months, he's going to hit his term limit But listen to this. He has big plans for his political future. He's been requested to run for president. Joked Debbie Bibb. Not sure who Debbie Bibb is, but... Oh, she's from Running D Ranch. She's Running D Ranch. Or she's running a ranch for D.
Running D. Maybe she runs. Her name's... What is her name?
Oh, yeah, Debbie?
Debbie. She's the D in Debbie. Americans are so funny.
Aren't they? Anyway, she says, so as he steps down from there, he's going to be concentrating on spreading the word. And who knows, you know, we maybe have a donkey for president. Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, you've had a few of them.
Spoiler alert, you actually might be having a donkey for president after you listen to this episode of the show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, anyway, the world's a fucking joke, isn't it? So... voting for Divide's 2024 animal election will be done online. It costs $2 per vote. Side note, why do we always talk about animal elections on here?
I was going to say, why doesn't NZ Forest and Bird charge $2 a vote for...
True.
How many votes did the Pertikitiki get? Like 700 million or something?
Yeah. They something literally close to that.
Yeah, they could have been billionaires.
Instead of just raising awareness, they could have raised some hot cash. No, we love you, Forrest and Bird. We seriously love you.
A couple of cold, hard Edmund Hillarys in hand.
Jesus. Anyway, if you're living in Divide, Colorado, and you want to join, this sounds like a paid fucking ad. It's not. Applications are due.
Yeah, paid for by the Tourism Board of Divide, Colorado.
Applications are due by January 31st, and at this stage, officials say, so far, the current field for the top for the town's upcoming election consists of 3 dogs. No, we need to get some more asses in there.
Yeah. I want another donkey as president of Divide.
Or a bear.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing. Bear.
But, yeah.
Beer for prayers.
That is beer for prayers, not donkey for prayers. Which, donkey for prayers, Donald the Donkey, no, we are not endorsing him. Nick, what do you mean Donald Trump wins Iowa? I thought that only happened, like, 5 years ago or so.
Well, Groundhog Day, we're back.
Mm.
Yep. He didn't actually win Iowa last time.
Didn't he?
No. So...
oh, that's not good.
Well, yeah, I've got a little segment down the bottom where this says, does he have it in the bag or not?
Oh, does he? Oh, well, wait.
Spoiler alert, you'll find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the 2024 US election has officially kicked off. The first votes have been cast. Admittedly, it's not quite the general election. It's the election to pick...
the candidate
runs against Joe Biden. Donald Trump, he had an overwhelming victory in the first contest, easily fending off a winnowed field of Republicans in the Iowa caucuses. So for those who don't know, every state sort of has their own little election to pick
their candidate. For the Republican nominee. Yeah.
And it can be called a primary or a caucus. A primary is just an election. A caucus is where many little subgroups go together and pick and whatever.
And, like, most states do primaries. But the first state is always Iowa. And it's always a caucus or caucuses.
Yes. Yeah. And they're quite proud of that as well. So the AP, the Associated Press, called the race for Trump. Basically, as soon as the first results came in, it was real weird. I was standing in the winery and I got the New York Times
notification
on my phone saying the first votes are in. Follow for the results and to track how the night goes. And then basically, like 30 seconds later, it was like Donald Trump wins Iowa primary. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because apparently he, spoiler alert, won by an unprecedented amount.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first results came in while caucus goers and most of the state were still casting ballots. So a sign of the wide lead that the former president had in the race. So he said that we were a great nation 3 years ago and now we're a nation in decline. So obviously 3 years ago he was president, so he's going to say that. He made a litany of promises of what he would do in a second term, including rampant drilling. Drilling for oil, I assume.
Yeah, I assume so.
Not sort of kitchen cabinet sort of stuff. And giving police officers full immunity, which doesn't seem like a great idea.
Oh, God.
The battle for second place took a lot longer than the battle for first. Ron DeSantis edged out Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Which was kind of an upset. Ron DeSantis sort of looked down and out. Nikki Haley looked like the up and coming president or Donald Trump challenger.
Yeah.
In distant fourth was Vivek Ramaswamy, who suspended his campaign and appeared on stage today with Donald Trump endorsing him.
So. I was going to say, well, people were saying during that debate they had that he was like a mini Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. He was basically positioning himself as the Trump sort of next in line if Donald Trump got done by the feds.
It's actually crazy. I wrote about it in the newsletter this morning that Donald Trump, won by 51 or won with 51% of the vote, which is why everyone was saying he didn't just win, he kind of annihilated the Iowa caucuses. But does this mean that he has it in the bag? Like, does he have this in the bag? I don't know.
No,
I'm scared.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
So, historically, presidential, because it's the first chance that the candidates actually get some like genuine proper results. And so they sort of look to the Iowa caucuses to launch themselves into the nominee status. So Vivek got 7%, so he's obviously not viable, so he called it quits. The Iowa caucus hasn't always gone on to be the best predictor of who's going to be the party's nominee. And even less so at predicting the presidency. So I've got some stats.
Okay.
Iowa Republicans selected Mike Huckabee in 2008 and Rick Santorum in 2012 and Ted Cruz in 2016, the one that Trump won.
Yeah.
So they never even got to be
the candidate. The Republican candidate. Right.
Some candidates who faced defeat in Iowa and went on to secure victory in the general election: Ronald Reagan in 80, George Bush in 88, and Trump in 2016. So it can be done. It can be beaten.
Okay. Let's hope that this is just sort of a rogue.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it because he won by a lot.
I know.
But I don't know. Nikki Haley's got momentum.
Apparently it was freezing, and I got a lot of messages in response to the newsletter saying that Iowans didn't get out and vote. But in my head, I'm like, well, like they said, like, it doesn't count because most people didn't even vote. It's like, it does count, which is why you do have to go
and
vote.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be angry in my emails because you didn't vote. Which, again, I read that a lot of Gen Z are, you know, they don't want to pick out of Biden and Trump if it comes to that, so they're, like, opting to not vote. That's not a good option.
Yeah.
It
sounds like there might be a third-party candidate or two for the election this year.
It'll be interesting. Yeah. One person that's quite terrified about the election is Michelle Obama. Did you hear about this?
No.
She said, she was actually on a podcast with Jay Shetty. Do you know that podcast?
No.
On Purpose?
No.
Oh, it's quite a huge one. And she said, what's going to happen in the next election? I'm terrified about what could possibly happen because our leaders matter. The fact that people think that government, does it even really do anything? And I'm like, oh my God, does government do everything for us? And we cannot take this democracy for granted. And I worry sometimes that we do. Those are the things that keep me up. And so, yeah, she said that she's a bit terrified for this election. And, I mean, she's been quite close to the matter before. So
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she'd probably know better than anybody.
So, yeah, and it was like, I wrote in the newsletter, I was like, it's like when you're on a plane and there's turbulence and you look around to see if everyone else is freaking out to see whether you should freak out too. And I think seeing Michelle Obama freak out is like, oh, maybe we should freak out too. But we won't.
Yeah, everybody freak out. No.
Everybody freak out.
No, don't freak out.
No. But Squish, speaking of democracy, this is a normie story. He read it out to me the other day and I said, could you please send this to me because this sounds interesting and why hadn't I looked into this before?
Well,
2024 is meant to be like the biggest year for democracy ever. More than 4 billion people are eligible to vote in a election this year.
Damn, that's like most of the people.
That's really, really crazy. So, yeah, that's more than half of the world's population. That is more than 40 countries.
So does this just count for, like, general, like,
yeah, like
picking the leaders?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
National elections. And when Dad first said this to me...
So it doesn't even count for, like, Marlborough District Council?
No. When Dad first said this to me, my first reaction was, that does not feel like it's going to be that good for the world. Considering we're seeing quite a trend to more right-wing, conservative Governments. Anyway, I'll read you a little bit about who's going to election this year. Who's going to be having elections this year. Obviously, the United States,
mm-hmm.
India and Indonesia, which are huge because they have, like, the fourth... They have huge populations.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, India, because the Cricket World Cup was basically...
What?
Part of the Prime Minister's campaign.
Well, yeah.
And India lost. So
it was like, and it's just a huge population, huge democracy. We have Russia, we have the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, democracy, Russia, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm actually going to get to that in a second. Pakistan, Bangladesh, Taiwan, Mexico, and South Africa, and that's just naming a few. Like I said, there are 40.
There's some big dogs in there.
The European Union is also going to the polls
this year. Do they have an election?
Yeah. Because, you know, there's like a... like
there's like a council, after. Yeah.
Yeah. So... this is kind of crazy. Like I said, I am not feeling optimistic about how it's all going to go. But, Squish, we do have some bogus elections in there.
Oh.
And this is what's... I mean, we all know this, but I just thought it would be interesting. Nicholas Rees, who wrote this, he comes from the University of Melbourne. This was published in The Conversation. I thought he did a good job at writing this. He said, special mentions must be made of the 2024 elections, which will not be free and will not be fair. Russia, Rwanda, and Belarus are governed by tyrannical rulers who jail opponents and run bogus elections that deliver 90% majorities or higher.
It's Belarus having an election.
Okay, everyone, I ran a quiz one time and they said Belarus was pronounced Belarus. That was before Squish and I had done our Belarus podcasts. We've probably talked about this before.
Belarus.
Belarus. So what that means when they say bogus elections that deliver 90% majorities or higher is like people, quote unquote, cast their votes, but they're rigged.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like a North Korea election.
Yeah. It's like, and then... he continued to write, then there is the charade elections occurring in Bangladesh, Iran and Tunisia, where leaders allow the opposition to compete, but not to win. So straight up, you can have opposition, I guess, for a few debates or whatever. They're not allowed to win.
How are they not allowed to win?
Couldn't possibly win. Not sure. He didn't write about that.
He didn't give us any answers.
Anyway, if anyone knows how they're not allowed to win, just email Squish, maybe. Or email me and I'll pass it on to Squish because it seems too hard for me to understand. But I just thought this was really interesting because it's a big year of elections. I think Gen Z are so, like, busy having fun on the internet and looking at stupid stuff and, like, blah, 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 that I honestly am a bit worried that all of this will kind of go over their heads.
They're too busy searching up Josh Wine memes. What election do you think is going to get the most coverage, do you think?
Okay, yeah. And I'd say we're part of the problem. I get it, but the US election.
Yeah.
When the United States, what is it, sneezes, the world gets sick. Do you think the United States still have as big of a, like, effect on other countries? Or do you think now people see them as a bit of a, like, low-key failing?
No, I still think they do.
Yeah.
The US dollar is still the primary currency. They still... you know, have military bases all around the world.
That's true. Yeah, they still are very important. I don't know, something about these stories, though, does invigorate me to, like, write about them and talk about them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we really enjoy it.
Yeah, I guess we have more access to this sort of stuff these days. Like, we can, yeah. I mean, we would always know about the US presidential election because...
but never would I know about caucuses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we have more access to, what, the 40 other countries?
Exactly, yeah.
That's crazy. That's tiring.
That's a lot of newsletters, Liz.
Oh, my God. And don't you worry. I'll be talking about them in the newsletter. I might even recruit Squish in to chat about a few. But this has been a crazy, random, short episode because I did my good news story at the same time as I did my weirdest thing. And we basically only wanted to talk to you about democracy in the elections this year because we wanted to set you up. You're going to be seeing and hearing a lot of stuff about them. But anyway, follow the newsletter, subscribe to the shit show, leave us a rating, review, whatever you like. Send this to any of your friends that aren't really understanding what's happening in the elections this year, and or if they want to know more about why democracy is random this year. Never thought I'd be singing that on the pod. Also, I've brought back singing on the pod in a big way. It's because me and Nick's girlfriend are in a bad habit of singing a lot of words. Anyway, on that note, bye.
Goodbye.
No, but bye, everyone.
See you later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.